What I was moved by was the incredible amount of warmth the Libyans have shown towards my modest personality. And I'm very grateful for a number of sentences I read. One of them said, if it's you, it means that the crisis is soon to be solved. Or if it's you, we know that we will find somebody who truly listens to our voice. I was moved by this. I'm sure that many of their predecessors have been listening to them, but to devote these sentences to my arrival was very moving.
We heard that you are staying for a few days here in New York. What are your plans in here?
Well, mostly meeting with those in the UN Secretariat who deal with Libya, in the Department of Political Affairs, in other departments as well, but also meeting with as many permanent representatives as possible. Because I would also have a refined view of how Libya is looked at, first by the P5 countries, but also by other countries who have a direct interest in the evolution of Libya. Countries such as Egypt, Algeria, Italy, who happen to be very close,
indeed.
Tunisia certainly, and a number of international organizations such as the EU or the African Union. So I will go to Libya, hopefully.
When exactly are you going?
In a few days. I hope to be in Libya by August the 4th or the 5th.
I have to ask you about a positive achievement. A few days ago in Paris, an agreement was reached. Of course, it was sponsored by the French President Emmanuel Macron. What is the most important points of this agreement and how it will reflect on the peace process?
Although I was present, I will not take credit for something that was not of my own making. It was the French who negotiated with both Sarraj and Haftar this communique. In this communique, there are a number of points, some of them extremely positive. The most positive of them is that both sides have agreed that the solution to the Libyan problem can only be political and not military. Another point is that they are calling for an immediate ceasefire, but not against terrorists, which is understandable. They also agree, which is important for at least one of the two sides, that the LPA, the Libyan Political Accord, is the framework that needs to be respected, because there is no, presently at least, an alternative to it. And they also agree on having elections sometime next year, something that needs to be very well prepared.
Sure.
The UN will certainly help in that preparation. The UN does not observe elections, but the UN helps in trying to have free and fair elections. For that, we need time, we need preparation, and the Libyans themselves need to get ready, which means a much wider circle of consultation than the two personalities who met in Paris.
Dr. Ghassan Salami, what is your message now that you are traveling very soon to the Libyan people?
That I am coming to work with them and for them. I am not going to work in their place, because there are things they need to decide. If they are happy to remain in this vicious circle, political vicious circle, I can do nothing for them. But if their decision is to get out of it, they will find in me an energetic and creative mind at their service.